Now, a Sunday in the middle of August, it is raining, yes, but a Sunday in the middle of the Olympics, what else can we do but bring a bit of the Olympics into church? So we've got a podium, we've got the maestro with the Olympic music. All we need is a parade. So we've got our paraders ready. I haven't actually got Olympics for you, or Olympians, or even swimmers, but I've got different features from the Olympic fortnight. All right. So let the parade begin. One at a time, please. Let's see you. We can give them a clap if you like. A chance to read some of those, and I'm going to use those as I do my talk. Now, has someone got Eric Liddell? Who's got Eric Liddell? Remy, can you come up? That's it. Would you like to stand on this one and hold it up high? That's it. Can you stand up there? Yeah, Mummy says it's okay. That's it. And hold up your name. That's it. All right. Now, I gave this to Remy's mummy, and she said, Eric Liddell, who's that? And I said, well, I'm glad you don't know, because I'm going to tell you. So Eric Liddell was born in 19... Do you want to get down and go back to mummy? Or you can just stand there if you like. All right. Eric Liddell was born to a missionary family in China in 1902 and went to university and school and university in Scotland. And he was interested in sport, as well as his other interests. He was interested in sport, and he won a gold in the Paris Olympics. Who's got the Paris Olympics? Paris Olympics? Right. Benj? Just show the people. The Paris Olympics were in 1924, and Eric Liddell represented his country. Let's show the people. High up. He represented his... He represented his country, Great Britain, I guess. You can sit down if you like. In 1924, he was training for the 100-meter race. Everything was focused on the sprint, 100 meters. But then, when it came to the heats, he found that his heat fell on a Sunday, and he felt strongly about this. He felt strongly that, as a Christian, that wasn't a good witness that he should run on a Sunday. So he pulled out. All that training. He pulled out of his heat because he'd have to run on a Sunday. People were distraught. No, no, you've been training for this. And a way was found round this problem by they put him in for the 400 metres. Remember, he's a sprinter, but they said, it's not on a Sunday, you can do the 400 metres. So he ran in the 400 metres. He was encouraged by what he'd done. He was given a little note that said, God honours those that honour him. And he was given this on the starting blocks. And he ran the 400 metres. It wasn't his race. He hadn't trained for it. And he won. He won the gold. And that has been put into this story, the film Chariots of Fire. I think it's an amazing thing that he was prepared to give it up, all his training. But actually God honoured him and he won his gold. Now actually he's remembered... not so much for his gold, but for his commitment to his faith. He pulled out of the one he was expected to do, and yet he moved to another one and won it. Now, the Olympic motto, has anybody got Olympic motto? Right, lovely. You come up here, hold it high. You can stand on here, actually. Carefully, carefully. Hold it high. Olympic motto. Well done. Do you want to get down again? Now, the Olympic motto, you can sit down again if you like. The Olympic motto is on your yellow sheet. well, part of the Olympic motto is there. I've been on a website all about the Olympics, and there's a reference to the website at the bottom of the back. This yellow sheet has got a lot of information. It's got a quiz on the back. How many of you noticed that? Yes, you did. Now, don't come to me for the answers at the end, because I've forgotten where I found the answers to the first question. And, but anyway, you can find out the answers for yourself. But some of them we'll look at. Now, inside here, we've got one of the Olympics, and I don't even know which one it was, but that's that great motto has been put in large letters. That must have been an old Olympics, I think, because it's not an electronic screen, is it? But this is what I read about the motto. It says, the motto for the Olympics is Kittius, Autius, and Fortius. All right? So have we got Kittius, Autius, and Fortius? I'm on home ground now because they're Latin words. Let's put Kittius there. That's on that one. Autius, there. Can you stand up? Whoa, it wasn't made for your size, was it? And Fortius. Right. Now, what do these words mean? Kittius, Autius, Fortius. Yes, Catherine. That's right, faster. Actually, if I was being technically and grammatically correct, I would say more quickly, more fast, faster. It's an adverb, for those of you that are keen on this sort of thing. It's an adverb. Kittius, faster, more quickly. And what did you say was? Higher and stronger. Autius, higher, more highly, more highly. And Fortius, more strongly, stronger, right? Faster, higher, and stronger. Can I leave you there for a minute? You're okay?
Yeah.
And the Olympic Creed, now has someone got Olympic Creed? Aha. This is what's inside your book, isn't it? Inside, in your leaf. Olympic Creed, hold it up high. Yay, Olympic Creed. And this is what it says on the website, a creed is, while George is holding it. A creed is a set of beliefs that have an effect on someone's actions. The Olympic Creed says, the most important thing in the Olympic Games is not to win, but to take part. Just as the most important thing in life is not to triumph, but to struggle. Not the triumph, but the struggle. The essential thing is not to have conquered, but to have fought well. That takes a lot of thinking about, doesn't it? So a creed is a set of beliefs that has an effect on someone's actions. And certainly, Eric Liddell's creed, his beliefs, had an effect on his actions. Now, can I ask you to sit down, George, with the creed, and the two bronze and silver to sit down. Can I keep you there a bit longer? Yeah, go back to your seat. Now, the work of an athlete happens out off the field, obviously. The work of an athlete happens away from the limelight, in the gym, in those early morning runs, in the diet, the things they can do and they can't do. And there's no shortcuts to success. And Eric Liddell's commitment to his faith was even bigger than his commitment to his training. So I'm going to look at this word here, Autius, which we said meant higher. Now, it's a Latin word, and it means either going up that way or going down that way. All right? So it can be high or deep. In fact, the word for sea in Latin is the same word as the word for heaven. So it's either going down that way or it's going up that way. So Autius also means deeply, more deeply. Deeper. And what I want us to think about as we're watching the contestants for the rest of this week is, as the contestants have made a commitment to their sport, perhaps we can think about going deeper with our faith, with our commitment to our faith. Can we dig deeper with our faith? Can we go deeper with our commitment? Remember, Autius, besides meaning higher, it can mean deeper as well. Thank you. Now, on your yellow sheet, there's a reading at the top, or top of the inside page, okay? I'm going to read that now, and perhaps we'll have a few moments to reflect on it while Paul plays again that wonderful music from Chariots of Fire, which makes me think of Eric Liddell, which makes me think of him running along the sand in Scotland, And let's think of our commitment too, about going deeper. So first of all, the reading, and then we'll just listen for a few minutes. You've all been to the stadium and seen athletes race. Everyone runs, one wins. Run to win. All athletes train hard. They do it for a gold medal that tarnishes and fades. You are after one that's gold eternally. I do not know about you, but I am running hard for the finish line. I'm giving it everything I've got. No sloppy living for me. I'm staying alert and in top condition. I'm not going to be caught napping, telling everyone else all about the message of salvation, and then missing out myself. This is the word of the Lord from Corinthians chapter 9.